You're listening to The Truth Teller Show with your host, James Roberts, right here on News Caller Radio.
Microphone check, 1, 2.
It's not one. High Desert News Podcast, talking about local news with James Roberts. He's the truth teller, and he's going to tell you stuff that's freaking awesome. Well, welcome to this podcast, where we talk local news with James Roberts. Sports news and politics, you're going to love it. High Desert News is awesome.
Welcome, everyone. This is James Roberts, the Truth Teller, and you are listening to News Caller Radio. Wow, I am fired up today, just like I know you are. Actually, I have been fired up all week. This is a great time to be alive because our grandchildren, 20, 30 years from now, are going to ask us, hey, Grandma, Grandpa, what did you do to fight for our rights and stand up for liberty and freedom? Now, I'm going to tell you, I have not had any coffee today, but I am on one. I am ready to go and I am fired up. We are going to be all over the place today covering local politics in the city of Hesperia. We're also going to touch base on some of this gun control. In addition, we're going to highlight a young man in the city of Hesperia who's doing big things and making things happen. So, I will be right back.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Maybe we need to start stopping people.
I almost fell out of my chair.
In these neighborhoods, maybe patrol officers need to start stopping them.
Are you kidding me?
Whatever it takes.
That's right, you heard it. That was Councilman Russ Blewett for the city of Hesperia. And that was his response to combat burglaries in the city of Hesperia. I was literally almost just like out of my mind, wanting to bang my head against the wall and fall backwards when I heard that ridiculous comment from somebody who was elected to serve the people. Now, for all of you who do not know, Daryl Gates, back in the 80s, was the chief of police in the city of Los Angeles. That was during the crack cocaine boom. And I tell you, you did not want to live in the city of Los Angeles, South Central LA in particular, and walk home with two bags in your hands from the local liquor store or grocery mom and pop store. Because guess what? Those police were going to be stopping you by any means necessary. Back then, the officers did not have any PC to stop you. They definitely did not have a radio call because the people back then in the neighborhoods were basically just dealing with it. It was a way of life, and they weren't going to call the police unless there was actually a hot call for them to respond to. So basically, from firsthand experience, I'm going to tell you, anytime you have a public official, i.e. servant, say that they want the police to arbitrarily pull someone over without any PC or anything like that, I mean, that is a red flag. Basically, your spidey senses should start popping up and you need to get vocal and start asking questions. Because I'm going to tell you right now, with the way the city's telling everybody they need to impose austerity on the community via cuts to public service, it's just opening up a ball of wax that the city, via litigation, will not be able to withstand. I mean, just take, for example, the litigation that they did not want to engage with the marijuana dispensaries. I mean, they were basically trying to postpone any type of litigation as much as possible. Now, no one will admit to that, but I'm going to tell you, when I ran for city council, I had a high-level source within the city actually tell me that. Yeah, that's right. I actually had a source disclose some information to me. Mr. Jesus over there cracking up. You didn't know I had sources within Hesperia City. Yeah, I do, Mr. Jesus. And actually, this is the only way we're going to be able to keep checks and balances and keep an eye out on the individuals who are making policy that we're going to eventually have to live under. This is the only way we're going to be able to keep them honest. So we're going to be up on our first break, and when we get back, we're going to discuss the left and right, the two extremes when it comes down to policing within the city. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Advertising right here with us is pretty simple. Just give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Hey, you're listening to the Truth Teller Show on News Call Radio with James Roberts. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. News Caller Radio. James Roberts, the Truth Teller here. If you did not have the opportunity to view the YouTube video I did on Hesperia City Councilman Russ Blewett, take a look at the link below. If you would like to participate in our show, hit me up via email at podcast@newscaller.com. I also received a comment on our Facebook page from Timothy D.H. in regards to Mr. Blewett, councilman. And he writes, quote, "Why the hell did a guy named Blewett get elected?" Well, Timothy D.H., I don't know, but I'm just going to keep them honest, my brother. So stay tuned for more on that one. But thanks for the participation with the show. Moving on. So if you ever notice, in regards to policy, the social engineers are either extreme left or they're extreme right. So let's kind of just touch base on the two extremes for a quick minute, just to get you in the mood and the mindset of a social engineer. On the left side, here you have these cowards who refuse to defend themselves. And because they do not have the mental or ability to protect themselves, they want everyone else to be like them. So they would rather you sit in the corner and just cower and become a victim. And that's in regards to anything, either gun control, just being abused on the street by law enforcement or just anything in regards. They just want you to become a victim. Now, then you have the extreme right. Now, you have someone, on the other hand, who's just physically unable to defend themselves. So they go to the extreme. And if they have power, they will want the police departments to go ahead and impose their will on the masses. And that's pretty much how those type of people operate. So it's just interesting when you start getting into the mindset of policymakers. Now, the third, and I think that this third option is one of the most dangerous options. And that's the option of go along to get along. Just try to hide out in the corners. Just be quiet. Do not get active. And if I don't say anything, they will not touch me, type of attitude. And I think that's actually the most dangerous one, because they won't take a side. So you never really know where they're at. They're almost kind of like a jellyfish. They'll kind of move fluently with the wave, with the tide. So that's the one that actually gets me. And I think, in my own opinion, that they're the most dangerous. And that goes in regards to local, state, or federal issues. All right, so in a nutshell, let's just try to tie all of this together. Typically, when you have an elected person get into office, you always hear, well, they were such a nice person, but what happened? Well, what happened is they typically become co-opted by the power, and that's just bottom line. You know, they have this self-elitist attitude where they're talking down upon people, where they're like basically the parent of the individuals who they're serving. And I think they just lose perspective. Now, I have no question in my mind that they all are there to serve and to do good. But for some reason, they get off-centered. And it's a shame. Now, I don't want anyone telling me that I have to give up my rights walking down the street to prevent burglaries, because I do not want any police officer, if I'm jogging, to stop me and ask me for ID. Well, guess what? I don't have ID on me. You know what I mean? If I'm jogging and I have my dreadlocks hanging down, I don't want somebody to pull me over because I don't fit the model. I don't fit the neighborhood. You see what I'm saying? I've been through that racial profiling, and it's not a good feeling. Now, that's when I lived under the reign of terror under Daryl Gates in L.A., South Central. So in regards to the bottom line is this, the tide is turning. You have to become active. You have to watch the gatekeepers. If you don't, we're going to lose our rights. I mean, just look, you can't even drive down in the city of Victorville near the mall without all of the red light cameras up there. I mean, are you kidding me? Cops are supposed to issue the violations. And if you don't stand up, you will be paying that $400 red light violation. Moving back to Hesperia. That's one thing. I am glad they have not instituted those red light cameras, because I will be on the corner with a banner. I mean, I would just literally be out there screaming at the top of my voice, refusing red light cameras coming to our city. And I expect you to do the same. So all I'm saying is this is just a great time to be vibrant, be active, participate in your community. And actually, I was hit up the other day. A guy wants me to go help feed the homeless tomorrow, which would be Sunday. And I'm going to take him up on that offer. So it's just a fantastic time for me, especially at my website. And the show is just expanding, the YouTube channel, in addition to the podcast Saturday. So it's just great. So on this next segment, we're going to go ahead and touch base on the local news, a weekly recap. In addition, I want to touch base with David Alvarez, who's a youngster up in the community and in the real estate market. So we're going to just give him a quick shout out, and I will be right back. This is a 15-minute podcast show, and stay tuned.
Do you have something you'd like to promote? Well, give us an e-line, podcast@newscaller.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to News Caller Radio, Podtastic Saturdays. I want to thank you for joining us. We will be here every Saturday covering local news, sports, and politics. This is our last segment, so let's just kind of jump into it. Corey Elder, team recognized for raising money for the homeless in the high desert. And that's a great story. That's a feel-good story. Also, in the city of Victorville, you know, Victorville High School Unified is, they've been running a number on those employees over there. So stay tuned for that. I know Friday they had called for an emergency meeting, and then I think by 1 p.m. the meeting was canceled. So I don't know what's really going on with that, but I'm going to have to follow up and stay tuned. Susan Wallace was actually involved in a traffic accident, and she's had some medical issues as a result, but the individual who was drag racing, or street racing they call it, who was under the influence of alcohol, was sentenced to 16 years. And actually, even though she's had some medical conditions now, she got her job back over at Starbucks. So big ups to Starbucks for taking her back. You know what? We've been having a big problem with traffic accidents in the high desert lately. I know a gentleman from Victorville was killed in the city of Hesperia. He was a passenger, but the driver was under the influence and went through a barrier. I think he jumped over the wash. The vehicle flew over the wash and ended up landing on the train tracks. So that was just like a mess. So all of these stories can be found on newscaller.com. So visit the website to stay up to date on local news, sports, and politics. This last minute that we have left, I want to cover David Alvarez. I met David approximately, I'll say 1 or 2 months ago. And at the age of 18, he became the youngest realtor up here in the high desert. He's the founder of NISI, a real estate company, in addition to partnership with Keller Williams Realty. Now, check this out. For the last 8 years, he's been in the real estate field, but now he holds the chair of CRE and also committee for the Victor Valley Board of Realtors. So the young brother is doing things. He's putting on a seminar for pre-foreclosures for homeowner solution seminar in the city of Hesperia. And the address is 12021 Jacaranda, Suite 300. And that's in the city of Hesperia, and it's free. But they do, he will want you to RSVP. The phone number there is 1-866-476-1677. And the extension is 01788. So just play and rewind to get the number on there. And the cost is free. And the event will be held January 26th. That's next Saturday between 11 and 12. So hit David up. So that's going to conclude our show. My name is James Roberts. I'm the Truth Teller, and I will be back next Saturday for Podtastic Saturdays.
You've been listening to Peace. News Caller Radio with the Truth Teller, James Roberts. Also found online at newscaller.com. Be sure to tune in next time.